you don't see very much. Here's Wayne comes back, and Lane hits up a three-pointer. So Wayne's up 20-15.
Wayne County's on fire so far. They hit another three-pointer. They go up five. Now Sheridan with the basketball. Sheridan's got to start picking up somebody on defense right now. Cunningham setting up the play. Wants Hawkinson, though.
I can't believe it.
Here's Lang now. He shoots a three-pointer. Probably a little bit of a hurried shot there by Lang, and he misses it up the front of the eye. 9 seconds left in the quarter. Seven. Wayne, I don't know if they recognize it or not. Carpenter with the ball. He drives into the lane. He puts it up. It's no good. Rose with it. He puts it up right at the buzzer, and it goes in. So Sheridan gives up an easy offensive rebound at the buzzer. Big play by Wayne, and they go up 22-15 at the end of the first quarter. So Sheridan down seven. Let's take a break. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
$100. Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheridan has... .com. Hanson's handles commercial property and residential real estate. All listings are also available on your mobile device with no apps to download and no fees at iowarealtysheraton.com. Interest rates are at a historic low. Hanson still has buyers with 100% financing. Now is the time to buy with Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton.
We're going to get back with Steve Bunch, the general manager of Motor Inn Auto Group in Knoxville. He's on the line. And, Steve, there are more new trades coming in at Motor Inn.
You know we have. Here's a 2005 Ford Freestyle and a 2011 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab 4-wheel drive. Financing available on both. Come on out to Motor Inn in Knoxville. Check us out today.
That's Motor Inn Auto Group in Knoxville, your sales, service, and body shop experts.
Now the casino says the cash is still waiting for her.
Intentional. They call that intentional.
Jake Schroeder, Brian Storm, back in court in. Try to catch up here. What happened? We just missed the first possession of the game. Bryce Cunningham, he stole the ball as Corden had the first possession of the game. Stole it off the inbounds pass. He went coast to coast and was going to put the ball up. And they called an intentional foul on Wayne, and Bryce actually threw it over his head, and it went in the basket. So, Brian, it looks like they're giving Bryce two free throws. He makes the first one. Did they give him the basket, too?
No.
They did not give him the basket. I'm curious. Usually you get helped out by an intentional foul. Sheridan actually got penalized there because they didn't get the basket, and it would have counted as a three-point play.
Right.
So, Sheridan with the inbounds, though, off of the intentional foul. So, 22-16, Sheridan is down. And they have the basketball. Bankston with it now. Bankston, right, Cunningham, Williams, and Felderman in the game for the Chargers. Cunningham drives in the middle of the lane, dishes it. Really nobody there. He tried to dish it, and nobody was there. So Cunningham's forcing the action.
He's forcing the action,
yeah.
But he's being too unselfish. You know,
yeah.
A lot of times, a senior guard, you think he's going to put up too many shots. No, he probably should have taken that shot instead of trying to dish to his teammates.
Speaking of taking shots, here's Corden with another three-point attempt. Great box out by Christian Bankston. They're going to get over the back call. It's a three-point attempt by Mehrhoff. Goes off the glass, actually, way too long. And Bankston, a great box out position. And
did they call that on Bankston?
Oh, wow. Never mind. I apologize.
Tyler Jamison climbed up Bankston's back, and they called Bankston for undercutting him.
Wow, interesting.
Wow.
Call there. I thought it sure looked like a good position by Bankston, and some of the crowd doesn't agree with that. So Corden now at the basketball, and here's another three-point attempt. No good. Offensive rebound by Tyler Jamison in the game now for Wayne. He has the basketball in the corner. He's looking for somebody. He's looking for Rhodes on the block, and he's going to go ahead and dish it back out to Carpenter. Carpenter drives, guarded by Cunningham. He hands it off to
Jamison.
Yep, Jamison, corner to Mehrhoff. Back to Rhodes. He's going to think about the free throw line shot. Doesn't take it. Hands it back off to Jamison now. But Corden very patient in their half court set, Brian. And here's Mehrhoff.
They're
driving. He throws it off right out of bounds.
They're patient because there's nothing there because the Charger defense is playing really good defense.
Good job. They're not forcing up shots that aren't there, though. And no shot clock in high school, obviously. So they're working the clock as they inbound the basketball. Now Jamison in the corner. He's going to drive the lane. This is a nice dish down the road. Thought about shot. Now he kicks it back out. Boy, in and out they go.
Good defense by the Chargers here.
Yep, he's got to stay with it here, not get lulled to sleep by the patient offense of Wayne. Wayne Rose sharing the basketball well. Here's Dylan Lane with it over to Jamison. Back to Lane. Lane down to Rose. He's going to take the 15-foot baseline jumper. No good. and fight for the rebound. Boy, Jamison gets it for the Falcons. Boy, Sheridan has to start securing these defensive rebounds. This here is a beautiful three-point shot by Keaton Carpenter. Boy, he's got a silky-looking three-point shot, doesn't he, Brian?
Yeah, he does. And that's four offensive rebounds, and Wayne has gotten 7 points off those offensive rebounds.
Yeah, the offensive rebounds are killing the Chargers right now. Carpenter's going to pick up a blocking foul on the other end as Cunningham tried to get around him. Cunningham's going to come out of the game now. Lang Hawkinson back in, Williams in, Cunningham out.
Unacceptable on that. Because rebounding, that's why I was talking to the kids last night, the JV and the freshman kids. Rebounding is nothing more than desire. Who wants the ball? That's all that it is.
And here's Sheridan with an inbounds play. Wright gets a three-point attempt. No good. He actually airballs it, and fortunately, the airball ran right into the hands of Hawkinson.
Yeah,
he puts it up and in for, I believe, his sixth point of the game.
And that is not an assist. So the score is 25 to 18.
Yeah, I believe you're right, Brian. I think we're down 7.
And the only point I'm trying to make here is that we're down 7, and that's how many points they have off their offense.
Carpenter, again, with the three-point attempt. This time, not getting once again another offensive rebound. Boy, rebound the basketball here, Red. Right with a near steal, knocks it out of bounds. Right now, Wayne's just getting all the hustle points, Brian.
Yep. And you know that Wayne can't maintain the shooting percentage. I mean, they're on fire. 22 points in one quarter is pretty darn good.
Yeah, definitely.
So if we can just weather the storm and start playing as a team. There comes Vincent with a steal. 3-on-1.
Nice bounce pass to Hawkinson, but they're going to call a foul before he gets it to him.
There again, you were just talking about how we were almost penalized on that intentional foul. Well, we're almost penalized there because we have a 3-on-1. You know we're going to score, and Hawkinson did score off the play, but it didn't count because Bankston got fouled on the floor before the shot.
It's going to be a no-shot foul, so now Hawkinson's going to inbound the basketball for the Chargers underneath the hoop. 14 fouls on Corden, 2 on Sheridan. Sheridan finds himself down 7 with 5 points left. Inbounds to Wright in the corner, right back to Hawkinson. He just threw it too hard right at his face.
That was an interesting play. Hawkinson threw the ball in, and usually it's Alex or Bryce Cunningham throwing the ball in, but that was a design play to have Hawkinson throw the ball in. Then he steps right into the blocks, and he's supposed to get an easy shot.
Yeah, definitely. And here's Lane for Corden. No good. 3-point attempt. Lane's their leading scorer. Dylan Lane, he misses it. Him and Carpenter, kind of the 1-2 duo as the top two scorers for Wayne. And now Sheridan with the basketball. Bankston to Lane on the free throw line, back up the Felderman baseline. He's going to take the jump shot. Boy, that's his shot. He knocks it down.
Absolutely. You stole my words because that is his shot, that 15-foot baseline shot. Willie Felderman is really good at that shot.
Glad he took it because last night he passed it up a couple times, he's almost automatic from there.
He passed it up because Dabney swatted it 3 times in a row. You know, that's 6'8 with long arms.
Kind of scares you a little, And now Wayne with the basketball. Sheridan within 5, playing good defense now. Just need to shore up the offensive boards. Here's Mayerhoff. He's going to get hand-checked by Wright. So Wright's going to get called with a foul just inside the three-point line. Got caught with his hand in the cookie jar there.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, if we can get a stop right here, it feels like we're starting to try to get that momentum just a little bit.
Short break for Cunningham if he comes back in the game for Bankston. Cunningham doesn't get too long a break usually. And just a quick maybe 30-second break there for him, get his win. And legs under him a little bit, and he's right back in the game. So Corden with the basketball now. Trent Carpenter, there's actually two Carpenters for Corden. Trent Carpenter with the basketball, he's first time in the game, and he's going to get by Lane, get into the lane, and misses it. Hawkinson high off the glass for the rebound, and it gets knocked out of bounds by Carpenter. Boy, Hawkinson got up for that rebound. Good to see him get up and securing it.
He did. As he gets older and stronger, he's going to be a real force on the boards, I think. He's so young right now.
And he's quicker and explosive. He's going to get off so much faster, And here's Wright. Wright gets a pass from, I believe it was Felderman or Cunningham, and just a nice little 12 to 15 footer knocks down. It's a 3-point game.
Yep. Nice job there by the Chargers, just chipping away. Now another good defensive set here. We have a chance to
good defense by Hawkinson, standing straight up, not allowing Rose to go anywhere. So Corden working the ball around the outside perimeter right now.
That's Christensen with the ball. He's got his head now.
Yeah, picked up his dribble, picked up by Wright. Wright actually picks up the handoff. And there's a pass, throws it away. Looks like Trent Carpenter was trying to get it down low to Mayerhoff, and he just threw it too low right off of Mayerhoff's. For some reason, Mayerhoff has yellow and red shoes.
It's not really in their black and gray or black and white scheme. Is
making
it?
Making a fashion statement. So Sheridan, 25-22, they're down 3. Right over to Cunningham. Cunningham gets into the middle, gets it knocked away. Now Hawkinson comes up with it. Hawkinson relentless on the boards. He gets it swatted once, gets it swatted twice, and now Wayne comes up with it. Boy, he's just looked like it might have been a foul. No call, and Wayne's going to cap the basketball. And now Sheridan with the steal. Lang with it. He's going to go the other way. They got numbers. Over to right side. right up and in over Mayerhoff. So there's a one-point game, 25-24. Sheridan on a little bit of a run here, playing much better defense. 3 minutes left in the half. Sheridan only down one, and here's Wayne turning the ball over. Throws tries to drive baseline. Hawkinson, great job staying with him and forcing him out of bounds. He stepped on the line.
Hawkinson did a nice job. Now, with TJ, you know, he's a freshman, and sometimes you think, well, he doesn't get the calls because he's a freshman now, whether we know whether that works or not. But he looked like, you know, that maybe that was going to be a foul on him, because Hawkinson did a nice job of forcing the defender out of bounds.
Definitely. Here's Lang over the right, left side. Up the right, top the key, over to Solderman. Solderman looks down low, nothing doing, over to right. Right kicks up to Lang. Lang's going to take the corner, three-pointer, good.
Nice kick by Alex Wright. He passed up about a 15-foot shot to get Lang the open three-point shot. Great unselfish team play by Alex Wright there.
That's been the key to all our victories this year, is that unselfish team now, while making the extra pass.
Right, and we're up two. You know, we were down 22-15, and all of a sudden here, now we're down, we've outscored them 12-2.
Definitely, 27-25, Chargers. Lang with the hot hand early for the Chargers. I believe he's got 10. Corbin with the basketball. Trent Carpenter guarded by Lang, left side, and he's going to...
I was going to say, we're going to have a double foul down there. We're going to have Lane and Willie Felderman. They're going at it pretty hard down there on the low blocks, and they're going to call a double foul on Lane and Felderman.
Well, you're absolutely right, Brian. Good call there. Double foul. You don't see that too often in high school basketball.
But that's the right call. It was the right call, because they were going at it pretty heavy.
Referee is just basically not going to allow that to happen all night and is going to try to clean it up right away.
Yep, good time to get it started now. And he talks to both the kids and says, you know, you guys are doing this. And Willie Felderman is a great kid. He's such a nice kid. Look at him. He's down there talking to Lane. Hey, you know, we're just playing ball. You know, we're just having fun. Not to make anybody mad.
Cullen and Wayne with the basketball. Mayerhoff guarded by Cunningham. Down to Jamison. Jamison puts it up short. Fight for the rebound. Secured by Cunningham. Behind the back, dribble. And he's going coast to coast. Behind the back pass to Lang. And it's up and in. Wow, Bryce Cunningham.
I don't know how Bryce.
Put that thing on the string, Bryce.
I don't know how he got that ball and behind the back with four t-shirts right by him.
That was some fancy dribbling there by Bryce Cunningham. Holy smokes. Behind the back dribble. Goes coast to coast. Gets just inside the free throw line. Then he does a behind-the-back pass to Lang for a
That was contact. Usually you want those behind-the-back dribbles and behind-the-back passes in open space, in open area. And Bryce just showed what kind of a ball handler he is. I mean, he just did it. I mean, it was so compacted in the area he was trying to get that done, and he did it to precision.
Well, I wish you guys at home can see that on video. That was just an absolutely beautiful play by the Chargers. Wayne took a quick 30-second timeout there. And they're trying to regroup, but Sheridan's on a run here. Did you say a 12-2, 14-2 run, Ryan?
Well, let's see, it's 29. I can't do the ads. It's 14-3 run now.
14-3 run, and Sheridan up 29-25, starting to take control of the game a little bit. Starts on the defensive end as they've really locked down the defense. And speaking of defense, almost thrown away. Now Wayne recovers.
Well, then,
they get it down to Rhodes.
And we've kept him off the glass.
Rhodes throws up kind of a wild baby hook shot. No good. Now Sheridan races the other way. Cunningham surveying the landscape. He puts up a runner, and it's good. It's inside the lane. Wanted to pass it, I think, originally, Brian. Then he decided to put the floater and puts it in.
Cunningham's doing a nice job of recognizing, pushing the ball up the court.
And forward and with the basketball now. And here's a turnover. Ash Wright with it. He's going to try to go coast to coast. Puts it up to Elliott Lang. This is a beautiful play. Sheridan is putting on a clinic right now, Brian. That was an Elliott Lang, and he puts it up and in.
That's an 18-3 run now.
Right back the other way, Corden with the three-point attempt, no good, and goes out of bounds off the rebound. As Corden, Wayne has gone cold now, Brian. They started off the game on fire, and now they can't find a bucket. Everything is going off the side of the rim.
Yeah, 22 points in the first quarter, and they got three in the second quarter with less than a minute to go.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been a kind of a back-and-forth game, and Corden is really taking control now as they're up. They're up 33-25, 40 seconds left. Go ahead,
I'm surprised with this. Bryce Cunningham with 35 seconds left is standing out at half court, and Wayne's just going to stand in the three zone. I don't know why we wouldn't push this a little bit. Well, you know, we have the momentum.
Got the momentum, yeah. That's called by Coach Cooley. Coach Cooley says wait for the last shot here. A little surprised Wayne's not out there forcing the action and forcing us to go. They're going to be content with Cunningham dribbling it down. 19 seconds now. We'll see when Sheridan decides to go. Cunningham just standing out there dribbling.
I haven't seen this for quite some time.
So he's going to run 40 seconds off, and now we go 10 seconds. Picked up by Corden. Cunningham gets fouled. Well, I don't know what Trent Carpenter was doing there for Wayne. Does he come out like a bad out of UCLA.
You know, I think that's the type of player that Carpenter is, because when he came into the game, he forced the action and threw up a shot, kind of a wild shot. And then the next time down, he forced the action.
I'm sorry, Brian. They're actually going to call that on the floor foul. And oh my goodness! Look out for the Chargers. As we inbound the ball to right in the corner, who's wide open for three, and he nails it. So the Chargers have gone an amazing run to end the first half. A 21-3 run. Is that right, Brian?
That's in the 21-3
run. Wow! The Chargers break open that 36-25 lead. The second quarter was just on fire. So we'll take a quick break here for halftime. You find Sheridan up 36-25. You're listening to Charger Basketball on Thunder Country KISD.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing this month, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. For a limited time only, with a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change, federally insured by the NCUA.
J-U-D-D-S, that spells great food. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. They've got nightly specials. Well, look at Tuesday night. Well, they've got two tacos for $6, and Wednesday night, all-you-can-eat pizza bar for $7.25. Kids 10 and under eat for $4.95. Thursday night is family night. You get one free kids dinner with the purchase of an adult dinner at Judd's. And Friday and Saturday night, barbecue pork ribs for $16.25 and an 8-ounce ribeye and beer battered shrimp for just $14.25. J-U-D-D-S spells great food.
What do Olympic snowboarder Chris Klug and retired NBA great Alonzo Mourning have in common? Through the generosity of an organ donor, each received a life-saving transplant. Help end the wait for 111,000 people on the national transplant waiting list. Register to save lives. Lucas County Health Center and Iowa Donor Network urge you to sign up on our state organ donor registry online at iowadonorregistry.org.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto PAP, and BiPAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Elvia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
This is your NBC Sports Radio update.
Wild card weekend on NBC started with the AFC as the Texans beat the Bengals 19-13. Foster runs for 140 yards. Up next for the Texans, Tom Brady and the Patriots. Second part of the doubleheader on NBC. About 4 seconds away from the half, Green Bay leading Minnesota 17-13. Aaron Rodgers 14-18, 205 yards so far. Sunday's doubleheader starts with the AFC. Colts face the Ravens in Baltimore. Ray Lewis is back, could be his last game of his career. Then in the NFC, the Seahawks head to Washington to face the Redskins. Andy Reid is the new chief in Kansas City. Bills interviewed Bears coach Lovie Smith. Also looking at Chip Kelly and Broncos offensive coordinator Mike McCoy. Right now, Green Bay 17, Vikings 3. I'm Joe Grande. This is NBC Sports Radio.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas.
Are you or a loved one living with diabetes, heart disease, or another chronic medical condition? If so, you may be eligible to receive a wide array of services from Circle of Friends Home Care. Let the great staff at Circle of Friends Home Care manage your health and allow you to live life to the fullest. Home care services are covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most private insurances. Call Circle of Friends Home Care today at 866-774-2339 for a free consultation.
It's time now to check in with your Thunder Country KIIC ski report. Here's what's happening on the slopes. Over at Mount Crescent, Midnight Madness is back. It's happening January 26th. Stay tuned to their website at skicrescent.com for more information. Mount Crescent reporting 9 runs open, 4 lifts to get you to the top. Over at Seven Oaks, they are 100% open for the season. That's skiing, snowboarding, and snow tubing. Seven Oaks reporting an 18-inch pack powder base with 11 runs, and 4 lifts are turning today from 4 to 9 p.m. for skiing and snowboarding. At Sundown Mountain, they're getting ready for the Reality Check slope-style snowboard competition. It happens on Andrews, and it's only $10 to enter the competition. Registration starts at 5:30 tomorrow. Sundown checking in with a 36-inch base, pack powder conditions, 6 lifts turning to get you to 21 runs. Heading northeast into Wisconsin, Granite Peak making it happen with a 32-inch base, tons of grooming, and lots of corduroy on all 58 of their runs. That's the latest from your favorite ski resorts. I'm Bob Turner, checking in on Thunder Country KIIC.
Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton has land auctions online at iowarealtysheraton.com. Hanson's handles commercial property and residential real estate. All listings are also available on your mobile device with no apps to download and no fees at iowarealtysheraton.com. Interest rates are at a historic low. Hanson still has buyers with 100% financing. Now is the time to buy with Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton.
We're going to get back with Steve Bunch, the general manager of Motor Inn Auto Group in Knoxville. He's on the line. And Steve, there are more new trades coming in at Motor Inn.
You know we have. Here's a 2005 Ford Freestyle and a 2011 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab 4-wheel drive. Financing available on both. Come on out to Motor Inn in Knoxville. Check us out today.
That's Motor Inn Auto Group in Knoxville, your sales, service, and body shop experts.
And we're back at Glen Corydon as Wayne County and Sheridan are getting set to tip off the second half of tonight's boys basketball game. There's about a minute 54 of the second half starts here. Sheridan with a 36-25 lead. This is Jake Schroeder along with me, Brian Storm. And Sheridan, Brian, boy, they started off a little slow and was giving up some easy baskets to Wayne. Wayne was on fire to start the game, and then Sheridan just blew the roof off of the place in the second half and honestly looked like the Globetrotters out there a little bit. They're putting on the alley-oops behind the back, you name it. They're making it happen, broke open the lead, and hopefully they can keep that momentum in the third quarter and then see what happens. You got some stats hopefully for us too.
Yeah, I've got some stats. And you know, one of the things that you just mentioned is that Sheraton, maybe they picked it up a little bit. I don't want to say that. I mean, Sheraton didn't play bad that first quarter. I mean, we scored 15 points in the first quarter. It's just that Wayne was on fire, something that I haven't seen for quite some time. You know, I mean, they were very hot, scored 22 points. Well, then we started playing a little bit of better defense, kept them off the offensive glass, that second quarter, we outscored them 21-3. That is amazing. And so we had an 11-point lead going into the third quarter. And to me, it was almost like Wayne, I don't want to say that they conceded, but I think it's almost like one of those things where, all right, we can play with you guys. And then reality sets in the second quarter. It's like, wow, maybe we can't play with these guys.
So we got to come out hot in the third quarter and keep them from starting with a few three-pointers.
Yep. For scoring for the Chargers, Derek Lang leads the Chargers at 14. Alex Wright had 9. T.J. Hockenson had 8. Bryce Cunningham has 3. Willie Felderman has 2 points as well. Nobody in foul trouble. Felderman's got 2. Alex Wright has 1, but we just don't have very many team fouls either. 5 turnovers in the first half.
That's really good for it.
That's very good. What I was surprised with when I went to see the coaches right before halftime, there right as they were huddling before they went into the locker room, our assists are way down. Uh-huh. Alex Wright has 4 assists. Bryce Cunningham's got a couple. Lang's got a couple, or Lang's got 1, and Felderman's got 1. But I'm surprised at that many points we don't have more assists.
All right, and thanks, Brian, for the stats, and here we go. Chargers actually get the basketball first in the second half, and they have it in their half-court set. Wright gets it down on the block to Lang. Turnaround. Oh, calls off the rim. Nice move by Lang. Keep shooting that, Derek. And that would go the other way.
He shuffled those shoulders, faked one way, and came back the other. Nice move by the freshman.
That'll definitely fall just a little too hard. Here's Corbin with the basketball now. Keaton Carpenter over to Merhoff. Merhoff takes him a fadeaway 3. No good. Good box out by Willie Felderman. Boy, Willie does all just the little things. Brian boxes out. We go coast to coast. Now Cunningham throws it away.
Bryce is just forcing a couple of things. He's trying to make that fancy pass, and he doesn't have to press that.
Yeah, that just wasn't quite there. And here we go. Shot up and no good by Wayne. Good box out and rebound by Alex Wright. Now up to Cunningham. Bryce is getting a nice pass down to Hockenson. Hockenson's got to go up with the ball, and he now does, and he misses
and
it.
And he gets it over the back call. That was a great pass by Bryce.
Oh, beautiful pass.
But then again, what I was going to say about Bryce here just a moment ago, you don't want to say, don't press that. Don't push that pass. Bryce is so smart of a basketball player. I mean, he sees stuff so well. Sometimes I think he sees it too well, and that his players don't see it.
Sometimes
his
teammates aren't ready.
Right.
Hockenson didn't realize how wide open he was there, and he didn't go up for it right away. Then he finally did go up for it and ends up getting a foul after the rebound. So now Wayne with the basketball.
Lang with it.
I should say, here's the
ball. He's going to throw it down.
Derek Lang goes coast to coast. Left-handed layup, Brian. Brian was hoping for a dunk. We'll take the 2 either way. Nice fast break. Layup off the steal by Lang. And now back the other way. We go Merhoff. Merhoff knocks down a 3-pointer for Lane.
Let me tell you what Derek Lang has learned. You know, he tried to throw that dunk down here early on in the year, and he realized, okay, 2 points, I'm going to get my 2 points. Coach didn't like it when he tried to dunk the last time, so it's smart by Lang. And now as I'm talking, and Hockenson just goes up, Lang throws a nice assist, and Hockenson gets 2 more points for the Chargers.
Yeah, beautiful drive by Lang, and dish down to Hockenson on the block for an easy deuce. And here's Corden now. They get down to Merhoff on the block, and he puts it in for an easy So back and forth we go, and now Hockenson with the ball from Cunningham goes up, and he gets a block. Corden now races the other way. Boy, we get some fast-paced action here this third quarter as Corden down 10 to Sheridan, 40-30. Here's Rhodes.
Rhodes
gets pushed by Hockenson. Hockenson had good defense there. I think if he would have just held his ground, he'd have been fine.
We got a technical on the coach. He's been chirping and yapping, and sure enough, you don't chirp and yap right when the referee's right in front of you.
So
I don't know what he was chirping about. They called a foul on Hockenson.
Yeah, they called the foul on Hockenson, so they're going to call a technical foul, it looks like, on the Wayne County bench. I'm not, like you said, Brian, I'm not sure what they were even chirping about because Hockenson was called for the foul. So now we're going to go to the other end. Sheridan's going to get 2 free throws. They're going to send Lang down in the shoes.
So what will happen here? Well, I don't know how this works because Hockenson has a foul down here.
I think they're going to probably give it back to Wayne County to shoot. Well, I guess.
But if it's a technical foul, we should get the ball. What they should be doing is shooting the free throws down here.
I'm not positive with Lane. As Lang makes the first shot, I'm not sure that was a shooting foul.
That's
Brian.
What the deal is. The foul is on the floor, so they're so they just messed up their possession. So Sheridan will get the ball here now.
Lang knocks down the nice second one. So Sheridan gets basketball. So nice turn of events there. It was going to be Wayne basketball. And
Hockenson gets the foul, and we ended up getting 2 points in the ball. Yeah.
So not a smart move by the Corden coach there, getting the technical. Really
kind of uncalled for, honestly. There wasn't really a reason to argue because there wasn't anything going against him. So
the foul was called on Hawkins.
Here's Sullivan. He gets a free throw lane shot. He misses it, gets it back. He puts up for the layup, and he misses it. Misses two shots. He usually will knock one of those down. Now Wayne with the basketball, keeping Carpenter the other way. Carpenter drives in the middle, gets his pocket picked by Wright. Now Wright's racing the other way. One on three. He gets tripped by, I think it's going to be on Mayerhoff. We'll see.
That's probably something I'd like to see the senior guard pull that out. He went one on three there. He probably should have pulled that.
Got lucky that Mayerhoff stripped him, and the Mayerhoff is going to pick up the foul for Wayne. And so Sheridan with the basketball under their own hoop.
And this is going to be a line play here. I think probably what we're going to try and do on this play is back Alex up. Well, now he changes it.
Yep.
So he's going to try and back Alex up is where he can get a three-pointer out there on the top of the key. So
Cunningham inbounds the basketball. He gets it to Felderman on the block. Kicks it over to Lang on the three-throw line, and Lang just barely drug his pivot foot. Boy, that was a close call.
He's so fast.
He must have drug it about a millimeter because that referee was right on that.
He did drag it, though. I mean, yeah. Lang is so fast, he came up there, and he just couldn't stop. He was too fast.
Recording the basketball now. Three-point attempt is up. No good. Fight for the rebound with Felderman. Nice rebound by Felderman. And racing the other way we go. Lang over to Hawkinson. Hawkinson goes in for the layup. Oh, no! Wow. They're going to call a charge on Hawkinson. Hawkinson went up for the layup strong, and the guy was under the basket, Brian. That's a no-call, in my opinion, and they're going to get Hawkinson for an offensive foul.
No basket either, and that's the same referee that called the technical on the Wayne coach a minute ago.
That's just not a good call. You know, that's in the college of the NBA.
They had
that little circle.
He would have been inside of that imaginary circle there.
Before we get too far from what we were just talking about with Lang and his dragging
his foot there about the speed a little while ago, just a few moments ago, I just wanted to reiterate that would never be you and I would never have that issue.
Yeah.
So.
We would be stumbling over our own feet. The Corden's going to get the basketball now after a questionable call by referee on Hawkinson there. 43-30, they'll share it in the lead, 5 minutes left.
I think the call was correct that TJ did charge, but he was right underneath the basket, too. And maybe in high school we don't have to give that area.
Yeah, usually when they're under the basket like that, you have to give them room to land,
yeah,
which they didn't.
There was definitely contact.
Yeah, either way, that Gordon has the basketball now. Wayne with basketball. Alex Wright picked up a foul. And now Wayne inbounds the basketball, and they get it stolen by Wright. So Wright fouls, and then he gets the right back. Over to Lang for three from the left wing. No good. Right on line, just up from the rim.
That's kind of funny because we give Alex the steal and say that he picked his pocket, but really Jamison just threw it right to Alex.
So Wayne with basketball now. Guarded by Sheridan Rhodes at the free throw line, guarded by Williams, who's in the upper Hawkinson, and Rhodes just throws it away, just got sloppy there. So Carl Williams in the game now for Hawkinson.
It's still interesting what the Wayne boys haven't recovered from that first quarter. You know, they were so confident in that first quarter. It looks like a completely different team now. They just look like they're scared.
Not quite as confident on offense. Here's Cunningham now over to Wright. Wright's going to take a little pull-up jumper baseline way too long. Just barely caught glass, and now we go the other way. Keaton Carpenter for the Falcons. He's looking to set something up. Tries to take Carpenter into the lane. Does. And, wow, nice play by Carpenter. Good defense by Cunningham as he stood his ground, and Carpenter kind of just threw it up off his hip and off the glass and in. So 42-32, Sheridan with the lead. 4 minutes left, third quarter, and Coach School is going to take a timeout here for the Chargers. And let's take a quick timeout ourselves. You're listening to Sheridan Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Jake Schroeder alongside of me is Brian Storm. We're back in court, and Sheridan inbounds the basketball after the timeout. And they get into the backcourt to Bryce Cunningham, who's picked up by Trent Carpenter. So Cunningham's going to bring it down for the Chargers, set up the half-court set. Over to Wright. Right wing over to Lang. Lang, elbow, goes into the lane. Nice take by Lang. No good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up. No call. Looks like he got fouled. And now Wayne with the basketball racing down to the other end. Trent Carpenter with it. Gets it out to Keaton Carpenter. And he takes a three. Grazes in front of the iron. No good. Now, offensive rebound gets picked by Alex Wright. Alex goes coast to coast the other way, puts it up, and he's going to get fouled. So Alex is going to get fouled. Let's see who they get it on. I'm going to say Trent Carpenter.
Yeah, nope.
Actually, they're going to call on Keaton Carpenter, who was kind of undercutting Alex. Alex is going to get two shots. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, Keaton is number 24. He definitely undercut him. That was a mad sequence of events there. Alex did a nice job of coming up and stripping the ball there on the steal.
Alex puts up the first free throw, and it's good. Good to see the Chargers hitting the free throws. Nobody on the team is other than Christian Bankson, but he's only got seven attempts on the air. Everybody else is in the 50s and 60s percent. We like to see a couple guys get up that 70-plus percent range. As Alex puts up the second one, and it's good. And he's going to come out of the game for Bankston.
Yeah, earlier in the year, you know, the first five or six, seven games of the year, Hawkinson was hitting all kinds of free throws. I think he was hitting about 70%, but he's kind of cooled down quite a bit lately.
The free throws definitely can make or break some games. So Sheridan up 12, 44-22, as Rose with the basketball down the block for Wayne, and Christian Bankson comes down off of the wing, puts his hand in there, strips the ball, and it goes off of Rose's foot out of bounds. So Sheridan with the basketball.
Bankson knocked the ball off the Wayne player's leg. Nice defensive play by
Bankson. Good help defense by Bankson. So here's Lang with the basketball right wing. Bankson sets a screen for him. Now over to Salderman. Off to Cunningham. Bankston thought about a three-pointer. Drives into the lane. Scoop shot. Oh, in and out. Nice move by Bankston. No good. Scramble for the basketball. Now goes to Trent Carpenter for what?
Wayne now brings the ball up the court, and that's going to be Lane up there on the passes into the top of the key, and that is number 50. I don't know the names as well as you did there, Jake. James Rhodes is the Wayne player, and we're going to have a foul called on the Falcons.
All right, I think I got my voice back. Kind of dry throat tonight here, so got the voice back. 44-32, 2:40 left in the third quarter. With the basketball, there's Bankston for the Chargers. He brings it up. A little pressure there by Corden. No good. And nice dish by Bankston down to Williams, who put it up and just put it up under the iron. Missed the ball. Missed the shot, I'm sorry. And back the other way we go with Wayne. And here's Rhodes with the basketball. Picked up by Williams. Williams is going to let him shoot out there, so he's going to go ahead and put it up to Keenan Carpenter. Hand it up to Carpenter. Picks up his dribble, guarded by Cunningham, over to Jameson. Jameson, left side, to Lane. Lane's been a little quiet this quarter. He's going to drive, take a baseline jumper. Nice shot. That's good. Nice little baseline, sweet touch shot, you know, jump shot there by Lane.
He went up with confidence, too, right over Lang.
He rose high, and just beautiful touch on that shot. Nice rotation. He's their leading scorer for Wayne. Sheridan with the basketball now. Cunningham over to Bankston. Left side, Felderman. Felderman hands up to Lane. Lang up top to Cunningham. Cunningham thought about driving. Now he's going to come back out. Lang top the circle. Gives it back to Cunningham. Left side. Looked at a cutting. Lang. No good. Cunningham now. Face a three. Drives into the lane. Four people. And gives it to Williams. Williams gets hammered. No call. And back the other way we go with Wayne. Trent Carpenter. Carpenter is like grease lightning. The kid is fast as I get out, but he's out of control. And he throws it off the glass too hard. Now the other way we go. Bankston. Back up to Cunningham. We're going to set up now. Good job by Bankston pulling it out, setting up a play. Sheridan up 10, 44-34, 1:12 left in the third. Lang now fakes Carpenter, goes around. He gets it skipped from behind now. The Chargers recover. Back to Lang in the corner for three, in and out. Fight for the rebound goes to Wayne. Boy, a lot of hacking going on out there. Not getting called right now, Brian.
We'll expand on that here in a moment.
Here's Cunningham, Keenan Carpenter. Nice little shot by him. That was beautiful body control. He bumped off Cunningham, got some space, backed up, and knocked down a nice little 15-footer there. Good-looking shot by Carpenter. Carpenter's got a real nice shot, too. And here's a check foul on Trent Carpenter,
just like you were talking a minute ago, where he's just kind of go, and he's almost out of control.
He's almost 100 miles an hour with no...
with no control, What I wanted to talk about there a minute ago is we've seen it by Hawkinson three or four times tonight, and Carl Williams here just a few moments ago. Our bigs are getting the ball blocked from behind, and they're not taking care of the ball. They've got to get that ball up there and be strong with it and not let the Wayne players block the shots from behind.
Marvitz is keeping the ball up high. And here's Sheridan with the basketball now after a foul on Carpenter. 24 seconds left in the quarter. Sheridan up 8. Game is definitely still within reach for Wayne as this whole quarter really has been a little bit of a dud offensively for both teams, struggling a little. Cunningham now the basketball, 11 seconds left. Sheridan setting up the play. Cunningham, better go ahead and take it to the hole here, boys. 7 seconds left. Cunningham, double screen, out top. He's going to go ahead. Nice pick and roll by Williams, and he's going to get fouled. Boy, that was a beautiful looking play. Brian, let's go ahead and set that one up.
Very nice. Yeah, Cunningham was just setting the defensive players up out top, and he had the pick and roll up to set up with two guys on either side of him up the top of the key. And Bryce went around to the left, and Carl Williams rolled, and a nice bounce pass in there to Williams. Williams went up for the shot and was fouled. And Carl Williams, for a big guy, yeah, very good free throw shooter.
Yeah, he puts in his first free throw. Carl's the most improved player on the team this year, too. He's really improved and really doing a great job this year. He puts up a second, and it's in.
Good touch. Up
yeah.
to the net.
And so inbounds the ball. Half court heat from Carpenter for Gordon, and it is no good. So at the end of the third quarter, they're shooting up 46-36. They're going to carry a 10-point lead into the fourth quarter. Let's take a break. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
What do Olympic snowboarder Chris Klug and retired NBA great Alonzo Mourning have in common? Through the generosity of an organ donor, each received a life-saving transplant. Help end the wait for 111,000 people on the national transplant waiting list. Register to save lives. Lucas County Health Center and Iowa Donor Network urge you to sign up on our state organ donor registry online at iowadonorregistry.org.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing this month, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. For a limited time only, with a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change, federally insured by the NCUA.
Jake Schroeder, Brian Storm back. Wayne County and Downing Corden here at the barn. And Corden with the first possession of the fourth quarter. They find themselves down 10 as Mehrhoff, fourth quarter. He shoots up a free throw length shot, and he puts it in to Corden with the first points of the game, or fourth quarter, I'm sorry. And they bring themselves within 8, Brian. Sheridan's got to put this game away here the first 6 minutes of this quarter.
Yeah, we were just talking during the break there, the difference in the game tonight. Corden, Wayne won the first quarter. We won the second quarter. That third quarter was kind of a stalemate. Wayne outscored us 11-10, so it's going to be really interesting. Whoever wins the fourth quarter is going to win the game.
Sheridan's really got to lock it down defensively, just not give up easy buckets and not be in a hurry offensively.
Look at Hawkinson going at it inside.
And he had it open. Gets it down to Hawkinson, back out to Wright. So, Brian, and Wright shoots up with three, and it's good. Boy, Alex Wright has caught fire from three-point land tonight. I think that's three, if I'm not mistaken, for Wright. So he breaks open an 11-point lead for Sheridan. Big shot. Good answer to Corden's shot. And here's Mehrhoff again with the runner on the left side. No good. Sharon with the basketball now. Cunningham looking for someone to throw it to. Now he gets it over to right. He fakes left, goes right. Hands it off to Felderman. Felderman, free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound Rhodes.
Willie just pushed that shot instead of letting it shoot. He's kind of forced.
Maybe a little bit of a hurry shot for Willie. He's a little better shooter when he's set, and that was a little bit off the run there. And here's Carpenter trying to go through two people, and he's going to throw it away. Bad decision by Carpenter for Wayne. He tried to go through two people, and he threw it away.
Since we got a quick break here, I wanted to expand on Alex Wright down here. You said he was heating up offensively. You know, at the beginning of the year, Alex was always, his forte has always been he's a streaky shooter, he's a three-point shooter, you know, what have you. But he's done a wonderful job rebounding the basketball this year.
Yeah,
I mean, he's taken pride in rebounding. That's what I need to see.
And he's not, he's undersized, maybe 5'10", 5'11". He's done a great job rebounding for a size, too. Sheridan with the basketball, looking to expand the final lead, and they get it stolen by Wayne. Now back the other way we go. Mehrhoff up to Trent Carpenter. Trent Carpenter looking down low, nothing. Oh, he forces the ball in there. Luckily, he gets passed back out to his own teammate.
Luckily for Wayne.
Luckily for him. Here's Carpenter now guarded by Wright. Alex deceptively quick, and here's Carpenter out of control again, throws it up. Oh, and it's tipped up, literally tipped up and in off the glass by Mehrhoff. And now it's tapped away. Cunningham trying to force it the other way, tapped away out of bounds by Wayne. And Sheridan basketball at the half court line here.
That was really good, Carpenter. The kid is just, he's
100 miles an hour, yeah.
Wow.
I'd like to have him on the base pass on the baseball team, but yeah, just. He's a ball hawk on defense, too, though. He gets right up in your grill. And now Sheridan tries to set up their half court. Felderman top over to Lang. Lang over to Cunningham. Cunningham shoots a quick three. It's good. Bingo! That's nice to him, a big three-pointer. Boy, where were these three-pointers last night against Centerville, Bradley?
Yeah, exactly. They did a nice job setting that play up there for Cunningham to come off the pick, and Bryce obviously capitalized on it.
Definitely. So Sheridan, 12-point lead. Big defensive stand possibly here. Jameson takes a little elbow. Nice shot. Elbow shot there. 15-footer goes in. So back to 10-point game. Sheridan just can't quite pull away here. As Alex Wright dishes in the other way. The Hawkinson goes up. He gets fouled, and it's going to be a three-point attempt here.
TJ was much, much stronger on that play. You know, we were talking a few minutes ago about how TJ and Carl both needed to get stronger and not let that ball get blocked from behind. And TJ did a really good job of going up strong and protecting the ball with his body.
Great hands by Hawkinson, and I like how he went right up to the hoop there, put it up strong. And he shoots his free throw for the three-point attempt, and it's good.
He's got a great
point by Hawkinson.
He's got a beautiful touch on that free throw. He's good-looking.
Good things ahead for the Chargers with him and Lang the next few years here. Gordon with the basketball now. Sheridan up 13. Jameson lost it. Carpenter throws it down to Jameson, who just basically fumbled it away and went out of bounds. So Sheridan now with the basketball. Lang gets it in. 4:50 left in the game. Let's see. Big possession here. You get a feeling if we can score here, we can maybe put this game out of reach, Brian.
I think we can break their spirit.
So right with the basketball, looking down low to Hawkinson. Good job getting it to Hawkinson.
Nice
block, and he gets hammered by Jameson. Great job. Hawkinson gets it on the block. You're not going to stop him down there. Great pump fake, draws a foul, and he's going to go to the line for two.
Not when he goes like that. I mean, he slammed that ball, that power dribble, into the wood floor, and I think he maybe splintered a couple of the hardwood floor planks.
First free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Hawkinson, it kind of reminds you of an Aaron White or somebody a little bit for Iowa, that just a knack for drawing fouls. He gets it down there, he's going to draw fouls. Last night, he just could never get in the rhythm of the game.
Well,
the quick fouls he had on him.
He was playing
a 6'8 guy, too, yeah. So he misses a second free throw, though. So
a 6'8 veteran senior.
Definitely. Yeah, he definitely looks at things. This Carpenter game for Corridan, just out of control. Just, boy, as fast as Grease Lightning, just needs to slow it down a little bit, and he throws it away off one of the Sheridan cheerleaders.
If he could get under control, he'd be a pretty good ball player because he's quick.
He's
pesty.
Usually beats his man, just needs to slow the game down a little bit. Lang with the basketball now for the Chargers. He drives into the lane, tries to get it to Hawkinson, and the ball goes off of Wayne. That was a good call. The coach didn't like it, but it was a good call. Corden knocks it out of bounds, and Sheridan's going to inbound it off under their own basket. Bryce Cunningham with the basketball under his own basket. Looking for Hawkinson. Oh, nice feed down low. Hawkinson up and in for the layup. Corden just lost track of Hawkinson there. But Hawkinson's having a big game, right?
Bryce did a nice job of looking off as well. And then Hawkinson, you know what? He's a freshman. He's on the left block, and he went up and used his left hand. I like it. And
here's Hawkinson on defense on the other end. He forces Rose to take a hook shot. We'll settle for hook shots all day long. And now Sheridan with the basketball. They're going the other way. Nice dish from Cunningham down to Ryan. It's good. Sheridan breaking the game open, 59-42. 17-point lead. It's their biggest lead of the game.
Yeah.
Just like that. Wow.
Yeah, just like that is right, because I hadn't looked at the scoreboard, and you're like, wow. It's a 10-point game. It's an 8-point game.
Yeah.
Quarter,
3:35 left of the quarter now. So, boy, Sheridan just turning it on. And a quick shot by Carpenter on the other end. Keenan Carpenter for Corden. Keaton Carpenter, I'm sorry. No good. Fight for the rebound. They're going to get an over-the-back call on Rhodes, which is going to send Hawkinson to the line for 1-1.
Jake, Wayne has got a nice scoreboard down here. I like
the
scoreboards where they got the points, the players' points.
Yeah,
look at our balance scoring right now, and look at how many points they have. Derek Lang with 18, T.J. Hawkinson with 16.
And he's getting ready, hopefully, for 17.
Alex Wright with 16. Willie Felderman hasn't shot that much. He's just got the 2 points. And Bryce Cunningham only has the 6 points, but Bryce hasn't shot. Bryce has done a great job being a floor leader again. I can't say enough about that senior leadership.
A lot of it again tonight. Hawkinson hit both free throws. Sheridan up 19, 61-42 now. Hawkinson 17 points tonight. As here's a little running shot by Rhodes, and we're going to get a call on the shot. I didn't catch who the foul was on. Looks like it was on Felderman. So Sheridan's going to send Rhodes to the line for two shots.
Test.
And, Hawkinson, a big game tonight with 17 points, but he's been the beneficiary of a lot of nice passes
to
his teammates for really nice little easy layups. He's probably got 13, 14 points off the dishes tonight from his teammates.
You know, at the beginning of the quarter, we were talking about who was going to win this game, how we'd each won a quarter, and then kind of a stalemate in that third quarter. Well, this fourth quarter, Sheridan has outscored Wayne 15-6 in the decisive moments of the game.
So second free throw good by Rhodes. He missed the first one, 61-43 Sheridan, 3:20 left, fourth quarter. Take care of the basketball here now, boys. Work some time. Get a good shot. Felderman over to Hawkinson. Hawkinson up to right. Right wing, alley-oop. Oh, good try. Backdoor alley-oop to Hawkinson from right, and he just overthrew it a tad to Hawkinson. It was there, Brian.
Yes, it was.
It was there just a little too far to handle for Hawkinson on the pass there.
It'd be interesting to see them do that. Try that again. I know that Gaskell won't try it again.
Definitely a good play call. And now Wayne with the basketball on their half-court set. Right guarding Christian. Christian double team now. Almost a three-second call. Gets it out to Merhoff. He tries a three-pointer. Gets blocked by Lang, but he gets it back. Now it gets swatted away. Rhodes comes up with the basketball. He's going to force up a shot. No good. And now Felderman with it for the Chargers. Over to Cunningham. Cunningham wants to run. Left-handed pass down to Lang. Nice dish by Lang down the right for an easy layup.
Nice, unselfish play.
Our transition game has been great tonight, Brian. We've just got a lot of good looks off of it.
Well, when you watch Bryce Cunningham get the ball down here, watch the first thing he does. His eyes are up. And now Alex Wright, as he's dribbling down the court, the eyes are up.
That's going to be a kick.
And also look at the transition in the numbers. I mean, Alex Wright, there were 10 shirts down here underneath the basket. And by the time Alex gets the ball down to the other end of the court, there's like three or four red shirts and only two or three white shirts. I mean, we're beating them down the court.
Wayne's just not getting back down the court. And you're absolutely right. If Coach Gooley is going to go ahead and call off the dogs here, Sheridan has broken open a 20-point lead, 63-43. And he's going to go ahead and bring some of the guys in, Ben Moretz, Christian Bankston, Carl Williams, and sorry, I didn't catch 42.
Sean Sollinger,
and then Derek Lang for the Chargers are all in right now. And wouldn't be surprised to see Lang maybe come out here as Sheridan throws the ball away on their inbound pass. So Wayne with the basketball, 2:14 left in the game. Sheridan's broken open a 20-point lead. So Sheridan really played well this fourth quarter and broken open a nice lead. Good response after last night's game. Wayne with the basketball. Jameson, little 15 or 10-foot jump shot baseline, and it's good. Jameson puts it up and in for the Falcons. Ben Moret now in the game for the Chargers, running the point over to Lang. Lang takes a free throw line jumper, and it's good. Well, he's almost automatic from that free throw line jump shot.
That's a nice looking shot. He's got a nice spin on the ball, good stroke.
You can tell he just has a lot of confidence in that 15-foot range, and, you know, the three-point game's really developing for him, too. He's going to be tough to guard the next few years. So here's Wayne with another bucket.
That's Lane, who's the leading scorer for the Falcons, but that's just his 11th point tonight.
Yeah, here's Coach Gooley. He's going to take a timeout just to get a few subs in, just going to go ahead and put some guys in. Actually, Wayne's going to go ahead and take a 30-second timeout. So let's take a real quick break, 30-second break. You're listening to Charger Basketball, KISC Thunder Country.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000-square-foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Jake Schroeder and Brian Storm back in court, and as the Wayne Falcons find themselves down 18 to Sheridan. Sheridan with the basketball. Just a minute 19 left in the game. Ben Moret with the basketball over to Breda for Chargers. Over back to Moret. Go ahead. We've got all the subs in here. Go ahead and get a few shots here, boys. They're just working the clock, working the time. Williams with the basketball over to Moret now. Moret over to Bankston. Bankston drives in the lane. Now kicks it back out to Moret. Thought about a three. Decides not to. Tried to pass it down to Williams. Stolen away. Merhoff with it now for the Falcons the other way. Over to Jameson. He's going to take a three-pointer from the corner and airballs it. And there's the smallest guy in the court. Ben Moret had the rebound and lost it. Ends up on his back and caught the ball out of bounds on his back.
The smallest guy on the court got the rebound because he's the one that hustles the most. I mean, Ben Moret is a hustler. He's a hustler, and that's all rebounding is. It's nothing more than hustling. But you never want
it to work. Yep. Here's an inbound play for Corridan. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Bankston for the Chargers. Still 40 seconds left here. Clock's winding down. Sheridan still up 18. Breda over to Bankston. Gets it down low, and almost down low, I should say. Tapped away combine the back cord in, and they're going to knock it away. So 28 seconds left.
Trent Carpenter did a nice job coming at Mr. 100 miles per hour. Did a nice job tapping the ball away and getting the steal, but then he's like, he dribbles it off his foot or something.
And 28 seconds left, shot, and inbounds the basketball. Off, no good. Nice inbounds play just off the side of the rim there.
That's a situation where Sean Sullinger probably needs to use the backboard there.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of kids don't want to do that.
Kind of just maybe up there. Hard to come into a game when you've been sitting 30 minutes cold, and then you come in the last 2 minutes.
Yep.
All right. 19 seconds left now. Wayne inbound in it. Really quiet crowd again here tonight for Wayne. Just kind of a pretty subdued crowd tonight, and there's a three-point attempt. No good by Wayne. Shot attempt off the rebound, and we're going to get a foul call on Sheridan. Two shots. Looks like, don't think I have, there he is, number 42, Levi Overstreet's going to go to the line for two. So 11 seconds left. Brian, this has been a nice job by the Chargers after a tough one last night against Centerville. To come in, you know, the first quarter I was a little nervous because I thought, you know, maybe we were going to just be a little flat after last night. You know, we were giving up a lot of easy buckets to Wayne. And then, boy, that second quarter we just turned it on. And since then, Wayne just hasn't been able to keep up with us.
Yeah, nice job by that. This is a good comeback win for the Chargers.
They got hot from the outside, and that clock's winding down now. 1 second and no second. There's a buzzer. And that's a victory for the Sheridan Chargers. So Sheridan comes down the court and knocks off Wayne County Falcons 65-49. Great game for the Chargers, and they move to 8-2 on the season. Next game will be next Friday night. I believe against Clark County. Brian, do you have any final statistics there?
I Chargers. I tell they shut the scoreboard off, and I didn't have. I did see where Derek Lang was still listed up there. He had 20 points. So,
and I believe Hawkinson had 17.
Yeah,
so there's
Alex Wright probably had close to 18, maybe even 20. So it was those three guys played good tonight. And like I can say, what I really like about this team is that Bryce Cunningham is your senior. He's the guy that you think is going to be scoring and getting all the points. And what's he doing? He's not even looking for his shot tonight because he just wants to win, and if he can get the assist, I really like the attitude that Alex Wright says, okay, I don't have to be the leading scorer. I can be the leading guard rebounder. Alex Wright is the second or third leading rebounder on our team. And then you got Bryce. It's like, okay, I don't have to score. Let's just let me get the assist. So great team play by the Chargers. If they keep playing like this, we're going to have we're already having a successful season, but we'll really have a successful campaign.
Definitely, Brian. So the Chargers move to 8-2 on the season, and 65-49 victory over the Falcons tonight. Great effort by the Chargers, good all-around team effort, and appreciate everybody joining us out there, and we will hopefully have some more games for you in the future. So for Brian Storm, this is Jake Schroeder. Thanks for listening, everyone, to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country. Let's send it back to the studio. Good night.